is a very special day.
Today is National First Responders Day.
First responder?
The first responder.
Honor the men and women who take immediate action when disaster strikes.
We honor you today.
This is mainly focused on our first responders.
From the first responders who answered the call.
If we haven't said it before, we just want to say thank you.
Very important work.
We would like to say thank you.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
KXHD1 Sunbury.
Yes, we definitely echo those feelings. Thank you to all first responders making life safe. It's Morgan in the morning. World Series talk. What did I do yesterday? Check my Facebook page. I was at an eighth grade football game. Why? I don't know. Well, yes, I do. And Jimmy Fallon on the way.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
Bopping around the Susquehanna Valley Mall yesterday morning, if you saw us walking, the 94KX crew. It was all part of Family Practice Center and CPRS, physical therapy, who opened in the old Sears building at the mall. And they started a Walk Your Way to Health program. We did a Facebook Live. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully later, if we didn't see you yesterday morning, hopefully later you signed up for that club. You get your mall mileage tracker. You got your bag of goodies, a water bottle, and all that kind of trinket stuff. And you got ready to walk. And we did walk. It was a good time. Thank you to the Susquehanna Valley Mall for the invite and a chance for me to MC the ribbon cutting there at FPC and CPRS. It was a good time. Northumberland had their Halloween parade last night. That's always a good time. That borough takes it seriously, man. Those people turn out. And if you live just outside the borough like I do, you have to bypass the entire borough to get to your house. I was coming from an eighth grade football game. Maybe you saw the video I posted on the Tom Morgan Facebook page. I've been encouraged to get out and like meet new people. And, you know, besides your radio station function things like drinks for pink and cooking men and coming up the second century soiree, I go to those things. I do those functions, but I've been encouraged to go out there and just meet people. So I sat with a zany crowd yesterday at a Selins Grove 8th, 9th grade football game against Central Mountain. I guess Central Mountain heavily favored, and Selins Grove pulled off a, 13-0 upset. But the crowd that surrounded me, they were just amazing people. And it made me think, like, it never changes. There will always be parents in the stands that are coaching. Instead of cheering, you know, I just like people cheering, but there's always coaches. I find at field hockey games, it's moms, and at football games, it's dads. So I guess there's a gender thing going on there. I don't know. There are few that coach at everything, but I had a good time, and I played football when I was a kid and when I was in high school, not around here, and I did not play in college. But every parent thinks their kid is going to play in college. And the pros. It's kind of funny to put up with that. But... You guys did a great job.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Jimmy Fallon's talking about kids as well. Pfizer for kids. And Halloween is one day closer, and I didn't buy any candy for my neighborhood kids yet. Help me out. It's all on the way.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
An FDA panel gave the green light to the Pfizer vaccine for kids between the ages of 5 and 11. That's right, kids vaccines are the best way to prevent the two things parents fear the most, COVID and homeschooling. Here's how the vaccine will work. Older kids can get Pfizer, younger kids can get Moderna, and the middle child can get Johnson & Johnson.
WQKX.
I live outside of town. Halloween trick-or-treating, I'm supposing, is Saturday. Maybe it's Sunday, actual Halloween. I don't know. I don't pay attention to these things. But I live on the side of a hill, and you can't see the house from anywhere. I'll give you a hint. Maybe as you pass the pond on the main road, you'll see my house for a fraction of a second. So there's a pretty good chance there'll be no trick-or-treaters at my house like there's never been. But I'm still wondering, should I buy that bag of candy? So if you don't mind, I'm going to check with Alexa here.
To calculate your candy needs for Halloween, take the amount of time, multiply number of kids times generosity.
I don't know.
Next, multiply the number of days before Halloween by your household size.
Yeah,
add your
house.
Sneaking this level.
Sneaky?
Divide it by your complete lack of discipline.
What?
Subtract your sugar addiction and
Excuse
add another
me?
Bag if you are on your period.
Oh.
In other words, get one Costco size bag for before
Halloween.
We don't have Costco. And another for the night of trick or treaters.
Oh, okay.
One more because you're eating your emotions.
What?
And by judging your depressing music selections lately. And your Amazon order for extra stretchy yoga pants.
What?
You might want to double up on that candy order. Would you also like me to order you a blood test for diabetes? Good luck and happy Halloween.
I have diabetes. That was very insulting. I'm insulting.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
News is on the way next, of course. It always is, but maybe some good news afterward will make me feel better. The good news. You're hiking and your dog tumbles off a cliff. How can that possibly be good news?
In my mind, in the team's mind, we were actually going in to assist him in just recovering, you know, his canine.
Good news on the way. Stay with us.
Good news.
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
A dog in Kentucky was hiking with his master and fell off a 170-foot cliff. But this, believe it or not, is good news.
He has been my best friend, my hiking buddy. I take him everywhere. And he missed a lizard, kind of like flipped himself backwards, tumbled twice, and then I saw him roll off the edge.
In my mind, in the team's mind, we were actually going in to assist him in just recovering, you know, his canine.
My adrenaline was just running through my body, and the only thing I could think about is, like, holy crap, he's alive. That dog's on everything.
The hiker was Tyler. The dog was Tyson. And Tyson is actually okay. How about this for being okay? A bunch of Georgia middle school kids rescued their bus driver after she went into sugar shock.
And I come up and I see sixth graders yelling and come in the aisle, and then I look down, Miss Julie's face is just like bright red and shaking.
So I picked up the microphone. I said, somebody help. Our bus driver feels really dizzy. And then somebody called her phone. It was right here. We know she's got diabetes, so we thought maybe it was an attack.
Kids rescued the bus driver, and all was okay. And hey, okay, for Hillview Tree Farm in Middleburg, they're sending a tree tomorrow to the White House. The tree will appear between the White House and the Washington Monument all holiday long. And that Christmas tree is from our very own borough of Middleburg.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Yeah, that's good news. Let us know. If you have local news that qualifies as good news, contact WKOK News Radio and we'll make it good news with Morgan in the Morning.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
You gotta think Keys to Cancun.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
What's that?
You don't leave now.
No. I'm not leaving until they throw me out the back door. Or until I die. You know, whichever happens first.
Yeah.
If you hear a big clunk on the microphone, you know it's over, okay?
Talk to you later.
Have a good day, bud. See ya. Hanging out at the football game, the 8th grade football game in Sealands Grove yesterday afternoon. Somebody said, how long are you going to be on the radio? I said, till 9 o'clock every morning. Why do you ask? No, how long? And I'm like, I don't know. Can I broadcast live from the Senior Action Center? I don't know.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. Want to get away?
No way!
Another Keys to Cancun keyword with Liberty Travel in 94KX is not far away.
Not far away, like in After the News. Hi, this is a key to Cancun, a keyword for you to text with Liberty Travel to see if you could win a vacation 10 minutes away.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Today's keyword is cabana. Is that the coolest or what? Hopefully you will be enjoying that soon. Cabana, your keyword.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Now that sounds like fun.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Seth Meyers with Late Night TV. How do you eat your candy corn? Do you eat it from the bottom, the big fat yellow part up to the top? Or do you eat it from the little white tip all the way to the bottom? Details coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
According to a new survey, less than 20% of Americans said that they eat the wider yellow end of candy corn first, whereas the other 80% actually turn the candy corn around and then chuck it in the trash.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay! Yay!
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Here's the celebrity birthdays, Lynn Hall. You ready?
Okay, I certainly am.
Because I have some bad news for you coming up, but, you know, I don't want to scare you.
Oh, goodness.
I don't want to scare you.
All right.
Just hang on.
Okay.
All right. Celebrity birthdays first. One of my favorite R&B artists who isn't really a pop sensation, and I don't know why. He'll appear on songs, and DJs all across the country say, here's Calvin Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris is the DJ.
He is.
And the producer. You might hear Frank Ocean.
Do you slide on all your knives like this? Do you try on all your knives like this?
I like. Yeah. Is that related to Billy Ocean?
I don't know if he's related.
He could be.
He is so cool. His name is Frank Ocean, so the next time you hear that song, and also Google him because he's got a great library. For some reason, I don't like this fact, but they label him as the first openly gay R&B artist. Is that really necessary? Let's just say R&B artist.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Let's just leave it at that. All right, here's one that I know you're going to like because we always joke around about the fact that he wasn't exactly an American Idol, but he got famous anyway.
For listening to Donna Drone on, you deserve the sweet treat of a Diet Dr.
I love him.
That is sweet.
How sweet?
I don't know.
Honey, who are you talking to?
No one!
That's right. He didn't listen to Donna. You did.
I can see you talking to a little man.
Okay, it's so sweet.
Hey, man.
To a little man.
Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Sweet one.
Here's
Isn't
sweet
he great?
One.
I love him.
I love Little Sweet.
Little Sweet.
He should be known as Justin Guarini. He's
right.
43 years old. Joaquin Phoenix, 47 today.
Right.
Julia Roberts, 54.
Okay.
Bill Gates is 66 years
All
old
right.
today.
I was going to say probably about 64. I was close.
And kind of a weird piece of trivia. He's 66 today. His house is 66,000 square feet.
I get that. Okay. That's a correlation there.
There you go. And Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, is 72 years old today.
All right. Happy birthday.
Those are the celebrity birthdays.
Now what's the
Now here's
news?
The surprise.
Okay.
There aren't any local birthdays.
I didn't see a list or anything in here. The computer screen was kind of blank, so I figured something was happening or not happening.
I'm glad you're here anyway.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
But we've had some difficulties in the building today, which has had some people running up and down the hall and...
It's the rain. Oh, wait, it's not raining right now.
That's right.
Never mind.
Let's just put it this way. The lion is lying down with the lamb. It is the end of the world.
Yes.
But at least we're able to bring you a radio show.
We're still here and we can yap for about 3 minutes about basically nothing.
Okay, let's just enjoy the theme.
Okay.
Or we could bring Little Sweet back.
Sweet sliding down the banister. Sliding down the banister.
We'll try to bring it back tomorrow, every day at this time.
It's birthday, buddy.
Sometimes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Some viral comedy on the way. You should tip your waitress, because if you don't, the waitress goes on social media. It's all coming up after news.
And it's on Morgan in the Morning.
Is there actually a neuron in every human's brain named after Jennifer Aniston?
Look at this picture. There is scientific evidence that when you look at this, or this, or this, there is probably one neuron, one cell in your brain that is activated by all of those photos. This landmark paper studied what? Eight people who had electrodes implanted into their brain, okay, and those whatever. Electrodes could record brain signals.
All right.
When they showed them various photos of Jennifer Aniston, they Jennifer found that there Aniston? Was one brain cell which fired. That's what brain cells do when they're active. But this brain cell
okay,
did not
just,
fire.
We'll talk about this later, okay? Something else on me fires when I see Jennifer Aniston, and I don't think it's neurons. Viral comedy coming up.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Guess you moved on really easily.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, ready? I got three doozies for you. Scientists have planted chips in people's brains to see what stimulates neurons. And believe it or not, Rachel from Friends is right up there.
When they showed them various photos of Jennifer Aniston, they found that there was one brain cell which fired. That's what brain cells do when they're active. But this brain cell did not fire when they were shown Kobe Bryant or a spider or a dolphin.
Okay, that's Dr. Ben Rhine, and he's an actual scientist who does studies on neurons in the brain. And a majority of people tested, believe it or not, their brains fired on Jennifer Aniston. All right, if you're tipping the waitress today, make sure you tip her real well, or she might show up on viral comedy.
Sunday morning, I bartended. I worked 10:30 to 5:30, and I made $408. Monday, ooh, I worked a double. I made $300. From 5:30 to midnight, I made $50.
What? So she goes from $400 one night to $50 working a double shift the next night. What is wrong with you people? Come on, tip your waitress. They are working extra hard in today's day and age of staff shortage everywhere. All right, want some good advice for Halloween safety? Don't watch those old films. Listen carefully.
This little witch doesn't know it, but she's taking some frightening chances of being hurt, maybe badly hurt. It's a good idea to write your name, address, and phone number on the sack, just
what?
In case there is an accident.
No, actually, that's bad advice. This film from 1977 on good Halloweening safety tips has gone viral. But keep in mind, it's gone viral because most of it isn't true anymore, including writing your trick-or-treater, your child's name, address, and phone number down on their trick-or-treat sack. That, my friends, is a bad idea.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Office Halloween parties. Are they a good idea? Now, I think by now you've gotten my idea on Halloween. Not a big fan. But how about Halloween parties in the office?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hang on, I have an important announcement I have to listen to. You know, it's just for me, I guess. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, everyone. This is Kat with a message about tomorrow's office Halloween party.
Oh, we're having
one. The company
one.
Wants us to know the following.
Okay.
No dressing as a Karen, since we have people of that name working for the company.
Oh, that makes sense.
No dressing as the opposite sex, as that would be mocking the company's trans policy.
Okay.
No dressing as anything quote-unquote sexy. Nothing political, like dressing as the president's drool nurse.
No,
nothing satanic or religious.
Oh, okay.
Nothing COVID-related, including
okay.
bats, fangs, doctors, or nurses.
All right.
Sugarless candy will be provided. No nuts,
oh,
plus
thanks.
Soft drinks and water.
No, what?
I'll be dressed as a giant candy corn again. See you at the party. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. How about you? Are you having an office party? A lot of us do. Tom's top list. Next hour, we'll explain, but... Wow. Now I guess I gotta find a costume.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News is next, and Morgan in the Morning mic'd up as we take a Tierra trot. We've got two wonderful ladies who have matching clothing with us this morning. Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Looking at your swag, it must be time for the Tierra Trot again.
Absolutely.
Are we going to talk about it coming up?
Of course.
Okay. Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up. Don't go anywhere.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
That matching swag, you know, you just got to have it, you know, whether it's, you know, pro sports, your kid's high school, or it's your truck.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Yeah, we're mic'd up this morning in the studio with Jill and Tiffany, co-founders of the Tierra Trot, Jill Visreal and Tiffany Shade. Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We talked at the top of the hour a little bit. You got your swag on. You got everything.
Yes, sir.
Black and pink. It's beautiful.
That's right.
Oh, you're popping your collar.
I'm popping my collar, yes.
All right. The idea is the Tierra Trot for joy. Joy is a word we love because everybody wants to be happy. But joy was a person in your life, Jill. Tell us about her.
Yes. Joy was my younger sister, and she was on the autism spectrum. She was nonverbal, but she just had this personality where it didn't matter that she couldn't use words. You knew exactly what she was thinking. She would bring a smile to your face. She'd give you a huge bear hug. You know, if she was wearing anything sparkly, she was going to show it to you. And
okay, like show it off or let you touch her sparklies or what?
She would dance around.
Really?
Yes, or she would grab your hand and you would feel her shirt and she would show off her outfit for the day. So that's kind of where the tiara came in, because that was her sparkling personality and who she was as a person. It kind of represents her.
Well, thank you for bringing two tiaras, one for Mark Lawrence and one for myself.
You are very welcome.
It's very nice. Now, tell us about the trot, because you have a goodie bag in front of you, and events like this usually have lots of goodies.
Absolutely. We have plenty of swag. We have the Tierra Trot for Joy coming up on November 7th.
Okay.
Every registered participant will receive a bag, a t-shirt, a tiara, and lots of swag from local businesses.
It's pretty sparkly, too. I like it. Where's this event held?
It is at East Snyder Park in Sealands Grove, right off of 522. Some people may know it from the All Abilities Playground.
Yes. SBC Media, very large in building that playground.
Absolutely.
And I had the best time. Didn't mind getting my hands dirty and helping out. And look at that beautiful playground now. Right?
It is an amazing playground. It is so much fun for everyone, but especially the special needs community. It's a really cool playground. If you've never been, you have to show up.
Let's talk about not just the special needs community, but why do we trot? Where is this money going?
This money is going to EOS Therapeutic Riding Center in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. And they support the special needs community and also disabled veterans with therapeutic horseback riding. And that has such an impact. My sister was involved in EOS for over 25 years, and we just saw the impact physically, mentally, emotionally that it played in her life. And we are very thankful to be part of their program.
Riding a horse helps you physically in stature and muscle structure. But if you love animals, then horseback riding is a whole nother thing, right? I mean, you love the horse.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it provides so much joy to everyone. You know, if you're an animal lover, it provides so much joy and an opportunity to, you know, have a great day, to be around, you know, horses and just really feel like you're in your element.
The video you just shared with a rider kissing the horse on the nose, that was just wonderful. That just choked me up. So tell me, like, where do we go from here? Do we trot forever? Do we do a Tierra Trot forever? Or are there other events throughout the year that you help raise money?
In November, that's actually Joy's birthday month. That's where we came up with the idea to have the Tierra Trot for Joy in November. So in November, we do the Tierra Trot. We also have bake sales throughout the year.
Okay.
And we also do a sporting clay fun shoot at Martha's Gap View Hunting Preserve.
Great people down there.
Oh, yes, there are.
I know that family.
Yeah, the Tierra Trot, it's more, what we're promoting is more than just the Tierra Trot.
Okay.
It's an entire organization, the Joy Martz Memorial Organization. We really want to provide opportunities for members of the special needs community and really help the caregivers and the families that support that community and also remember the life of Joy. So it's more than just the 5K.
You ladies have sparkle in your eyes right now. I absolutely love it. Thank you for coming in, Jill and Tiffany. And how do we get more information about the Joy Martz Memorial Fund?
You can visit www.joymartzmemorial.com, or you could also go to Run Sign Up if you are interested in registering.
Okay. Or Facebook or Instagram.
Yes, Facebook or Instagram.
There
right.
you go.
That's
You're
right.
everywhere. Every
yes,
platform.
We actually do a lot on our social media, so check it out if you haven't.
November 7th in the East Snyder Park. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, so much.
Love having happy people here.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late Night TV. Jimmy Fallon is back, and he talks about Netflix now setting up a headquarters in New Jersey. So everybody has to talk like this.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Netflix is looking to build a new TV and film production studio in New Jersey. And apparently Netflix is even coming out with some New Jersey-themed TV shows. There's Bridge and Tunnelton.
Oh.
Next, there's Squid Game, Just the Tracksuits. Next up, instead of the show You, there's Yous. And finally, there's Ozark.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on office parties for Halloween. Are they a good thing? 57% of people say their company will indeed celebrate Halloween in one way or another this year. Number two, 77% of employees say they enjoy the parties. 23% say they hate them. I think I might be in that. Sorry. Now, whether there's a party or not, one in three people plan on dressing up at work. So even though you don't have a party, look for that coworker in a costume. 30% of employees expect some of their coworkers to dress up too. So out of that percentage that dresses up, they expect you to. 27% think the boss will also wear a costume this year. I kind of doubt it. And get this, and this is scary. One in seven employees have seen a coworker in an inappropriate costume. Careful. This could lead to firing.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, we'll be dressing in pink, that's for sure. Drinks for Pink, another stop. Early evening, what do we call it? We'll talk about it. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Gotta tell you right now, a Drinks for Pink at 4 o'clock. We're starting early today. 4 o'clock this afternoon at Red Robin, yum, in the Monroe Marketplace, routes 11 and 15. Pink drinks and all kinds of fun stuff, plus games, drawings. Make sure you're there.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, did you see Fallon last night? Elton John was on, and he had an amazing story involving Stevie Wonder and a birthday party.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot today, if anyone offers to sing you happy birthday, no matter where you are, say yes. Last night on The Tonight Show, Elton John was on. He's always entertaining. Fallon asked him to explain a photo he brought, which involves Stevie Wonder singing happy birthday.
I do remember, and it's not one of my brightest and most wonderful moments. I was on the Starship, which was a jet that we were renting. I'd just done a show, it was my birthday, and I wasn't happy with the show, so I went up front and sat on my own, and they said, oh, come up to the bar, we want to sing happy birthday to you. And I went, I'm not interested in my birthday. And this happened about three or four times until my publicist burst into tears and said, you have to come up there. Stevie Wonder's at the organ. Of course, the plane had an organ on it. And he wants to sing happy birthday to you. And I felt such a horror. I felt so bad. And I went up there, and he sang happy birthday to me. And it's an incident I will never forget. And as I say, I'm not very proud of it.
Elton John last night with Fallon. And here's the parting shot. Anybody invites you up front to the expensive seats to sing happy birthday to you, take it. Yes, take it.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.